Remember that old Disney movie, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? Well, today we are jumping into the 20,000 Leagues Under Your Debt and how to get out of it. I want you to tune in if you are someone who has any kind of consumer debt, from credit cards to car loans to student loans. We're going to tackle that today. Well, hello and welcome to the Unstoppably Creative Podcast, where I'm going to show you how to increase your confidence, build momentum, and create wildly successful results. I'm your host, Leslie Becker, and I'm here to help you have an unstoppably creative life. So let's get to it. Well, hello, my friend, and welcome to this episode of the Unstoppably Creative Podcast. And today we are starting in on part three of honoring Financial Literacy Month by talking about getting out of debt and how to do that well. Now, if you've been following along for the last two episodes, the first episode, we really just had you face your money, you know, dive into your money files and figure out exactly how much you owe, how much you make, what your expenses are. And then last week, we actually set up a budget. We really talked through how to make a budget and kind of demystified some of the myths that are around what a budget is. So I hope you are coming to this having listened to both of those. And if you haven't, you certainly can go back and listen, or you can jump right in on today. Because today we're focusing on debt. Like I said last time, if you are like most people, most Americans are $31,000 in debt. I know that sounds like a lot of money for you. Maybe yours is larger, maybe yours is smaller, or maybe you don't have any. But this week is going to be all about how to get out of debt in really the best way that you can possibly do that. But before I dive into that, I do want to just reflect on last week. And for those of you that did do the budget last week, the idea was to get your zero-based budget all in order. That meant moving around some things. If income minus expenses didn't equal zero, that you hadn't assigned a job to every single dollar. So if you haven't done that, I want to really encourage you to do that. The other piece of it was, if you were not including your debt payments in that, you also have to filter those in. And that is where today's episode is going to lean in on, is once you realize that you are in debt and how much debt you are in, we are going to get you out of debt today. Sound good? All right, so the first step of getting out of debt is, obviously, you have to know how much debt you're in. But more importantly, I want you to list your debts from smallest to largest. Now, when we are talking about debt, we're talking about anything that is consumer debt. So that means credit card debt, car loans, student loans, anything that is considered consumer debt. We do not include a mortgage in that, because a mortgage is something that is actually an asset for you. So yes, ideally it would be great if you get, when you get fully out of debt, which means your mortgage is paid off as well, but that's not part of this part. This is strictly about your consumer debt. So first thing out of the gate, I want you to list those on a piece of paper from smallest to largest, meaning what is the smallest amount that you owe on a loan, and start there and then go all the way up to the largest one. Now, the reason that we start with the smallest one is because it's really important that you get to feel momentum very, very quickly, that you are able to see that maybe you have a really small debt. Maybe that debt is only, something under $1,000. Maybe it's $3,000. Maybe it's $1,500. Maybe it's $25. Whatever it is, that smallest debt, that's the one you want to pay off first. And we want to pay that little one off first, so that you realize that you can do this. A lot of times you will hear companies say, no, you need to start with the biggest one, get rid of that, or pick the credit card that has a higher interest rate. That's not what we teach when we're using the Ramsey baby steps. So step number two is getting out of debt, and we are going to do what is called a debt snowball with your debt. So like I said, listing smallest to largest. And then what's going to happen is that you're going to pay minimum payments on every single debt that you owe, except for the smallest one. So the smallest thing that you owe, you are going to have any extra money that you have, you're going to put it toward that loan. So yes, you're paying the minimum payment, but you're paying more than that. You're paying everything you can above and beyond the minimum payment on that smallest debt, and simply paying the minimum payments on the larger debt. So again, that's called the debt snowball, smallest to largest. So once you've paid off that first one, that smallest one, what happens then is then you're going to go to the next smallest. And then you're going to put minimum payments on all the other things. And then on this one, you're going to go gazelle intense. You're going to put every extra penny you have toward this second debt, including what you were paying to pay off that first one. So this is why we call it the snowball. Each time you start to pay off those smaller loans, as they grow, it's like a snowball that just starts moving and moving and moving to eventually get to your biggest debt, and then you do the same thing. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this word or phrase, gazelle intense. It means that you are doing this as fast as you possibly can. So it's obviously something else has got to change. It's not just about paying those down. Something has to change. So that means you are also, in addition to that, reducing your expenses, and if you can, upping your income. That means getting extra side hustles. That also means selling things in your house. Dave Ramsey likes to say you sell so many things that the kids think they're next. But the reality is when you are in gazelle intensity, you are not eating out. You are not using credit cards. In fact, I want you to cut up your credit cards. I want you to cut them up entirely so that you do not use them. I don't want you getting into more debt after you've already done this work of paying it off. So again, look at how you can bring in more money. Look at how you can reduce your expenses. Look at how you could sell some things. Look at how you could get some kind of income. Maybe that isn't a side hustle, but it's something that brings in money. One of the things I've seen people do is, have you ever noticed those cars that have like an advertisement on the side? It's not, you can tell it's just somebody's car. It's not really their business. You can actually get paid to have one of those giant stickers that markets somebody else's company on your car. So find ways that you can bring in more income so that you can get this debt taken care of. Because here's the thing, I want you to imagine out in the future, if you didn't have any payment that went toward a debt, that means you didn't have a car payment. It means you didn't have any student loan payments. It means you don't have any credit card payments. And imagine what that life would feel like. Well, I'll tell you what it feels like. It feels like this freedom and this peace of mind that comes with knowing that there is no bill coming. There is nobody chasing you. There is no need to screen your calls because you're afraid that there's a collector on the phone. And imagine if every month when you made your monthly budget that you didn't have to include payments to other people. If you can get rid of that debt, you no longer have those bills to those things you're paying off that you probably shouldn't have bought in the first place that was more than you could afford. Imagine if you didn't have any of those payments, what you could do with your money. Well, I'll tell you what you could do with your money. You could start building up a substantial emergency fund. Then you could go on to investing. And then you could start saving for your kids' college funds. And then you could start paying off your mortgage. And then you could finally, in what we call baby step 7, live completely with financial peace so you can live and give like no one else. Now, what I just spelled out for you was the 7 baby steps. Now, I missed the first one. The first one is before you even pay off any of that debt, you want to have some kind of emergency fund because emergencies will happen. You know that that happens. So we recommend $1,000 of a starter emergency fund before you start paying off your debt. That way, if something comes up, you need new tires on your car, or, you know, something happens that you need some little cushion, you have it. Then baby step 2 is you pay off your debt. And then baby step 3 is you do a fully funded emergency fund, which is 3 to 6 months of your expenses that is in ideally a high yield savings account where you are earning some really good interest on it. And then, as I said a moment ago, then you have baby step 4, which is saving 15% for your retirement. Baby step 5 is saving for your kids' college fund. Baby step 6 is paying off your mortgage in full. And then finally, baby step 7 is being financially free. So starting to wrap up this episode, first of all, we talked about actually listing your debts from smallest to largest. And then we talked about getting rid of that debt by going through the debt snowball, paying your smallest one first. And then once you paid that one off, go to the next one and the next one until you have paid off all of your debt. We've also talked about ways that you can bring in other income or sell as many things as you can or reduce your expenses. So ways that you can do that. And we also mentioned this thing about cutting up your credit cards. So I want to sit in that for a moment because a lot of people here cut up a credit card or a number of credit cards and they freak out. People freak out because they think, oh, then I won't have credit, or then I won't be able to buy things if there's an emergency, or maybe, or I want all the points, whatever it is. There are all these kinds of reasons that people want a credit card. And plus, it's been just like drilled into our brains that that's a crucial part of life. And I have news for you. It is not. You can absolutely have a debit card that you can do the same kinds of things with. The difference is this. When you have a debit card instead of a credit card, you are immediately using the money and seeing it go out of your account, so you are less inclined to buy things. We live in a society right now where there's no pain associated with pulling out our plastic and paying with a card. Now, I get that a debit card is also plastic, but a debit card pulls the money from your account immediately, and then here's the best part of it, my friend. There is no bill coming. I want you to actually let that resonate. There is no bill coming. When you have a debit card instead of credit cards, there is no bill coming to your mailbox. Now, this was a huge thing in my life. So I was definitely raised to believe that we need to establish credit. We need to have credit cards. But we had a rule in our family that if you did get a credit card, or when you did, this is when we were, you know, just starting to be old enough to have them, you have to pay off the balance every single time. No payments, no getting in debt. You have to pay it all off at once, or it was going to be cut off from us. So we were raised in that. Now, many people weren't raised in that or didn't have the opportunity to establish credit very, very early on. But here's the thing. Even though I was always very mindful about what I spent and never spent more than I had and could have paid cash for, and never got into any debt, there was still the feeling of, oh, but there is this bill coming. And you usually can kind of add in your brain how much you've spent, but you know, your brain doesn't really remember everything. So then you'd get that bill, and maybe that bill was more than you actually expected it to be. With a debit card, all of that is gone. Really, it is amazing what happens when I cut up my single credit card. I only had one. And when I cut that up, the difference in my life was massive. So if you are sitting here thinking, oh, I couldn't cut up my credit cards, you can, my friend. You absolutely can. But here is a really important thing. If you are cutting up credit cards, first of all, you want to keep a record of all of them, because cutting them up does not mean you have closed it. It just means you've cut it up so you can't use it to spend money anymore. But once you've paid off that debt of one of your credit cards, you have to then call the credit card company and close it. Because they, when you pay off that debt, they're going to want to offer you more credit. They're going to want to offer you a lot of things to try to keep you in there. But I want you to actually cut up the card. Then when you've paid off that card, you call the credit card company and cancel the card. And you do that each step along the way with any of those credit card debts. So there you have it. That was today's episode all about debt. And now here is your action item for the time between this episode and next episode, which is the last episode of this four-part series honoring Financial Literacy Month. So your exercise this week is, for those of you that are listening to this and you are in debt, I want to make sure that you list your debts from smallest to largest and start getting gazelle intense on your smallest debt. That means, again, it means paying only minimum payments on all your other debts and then going for 150% to pay off that smallest bill, whatever it is, that smallest debt you have, pay it off as fast as possible. That means any additional penny, cash, anything that you have laying around the house that you can put toward that debt, get that smallest one paid off as fast as possible. In fact, I'm going to challenge you. If your bill, your smallest debt is under $500, I am going to challenge you right now to pay that off with before we get to the next episode. To pay it off. Sell a bunch of stuff. Get another little paid gig. Offer to babysit or mow lawns. Kill your expenses. Whatever it takes to get yourself out of debt. All right, my friends. That's what I've got for you today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to talking to you next week. And until then, keep living your unstoppably creative life. Bye-bye.